to Media Men podcast number 14. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkon.
What's up?
Gwen Reyes.
Hey.
And Adam Conway.
Hey.
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 Well, it's been a fun week. Been a fun 2 weeks, I guess. It's been like a week.
I missed
and a half,
you guys.
2 weeks.
Gwen, you haven't
been here in a while.
No.
Travel to space?
I've been traveling. I've been seeing other podcasts on the side.
Oh yeah. Oh,
multiple ones,
yes,
too.
Multiples.
So you're a promiscuous podcaster.
I am. Yep. I don't ever like to stay in one podcast too long. Overstay my welcome.
It's boring, doesn't it?
You guys will eventually learn I have nothing interesting to say.
Well, it happens.
It already happened.
It already happened. Damn. And so we're having pie on this glorious afternoon. And we're going to do our top three and worst three.
Ooh.
And the subject today is movie sequels. The best movie sequels ever made and the worst movie sequels ever made. I'm going to pass it over to the man with the gray shirt on, handsome devil, Gadi Elkon. Best movie sequels.
So we're starting with best or starting with worst?
Which ones do you want to start with?
Do you have a preference over there, Mr. Crybaby?
Let's do best first.
So I can start with best?
Okay. It's fine. We're going to have a lot of the same bests, probably. So.
Yeah, I think best is a lot more...
It's a lot easier.
We'll try to limit
worst
to
fun,
a runner-up so. In the top three so we can all...
Well, let's start with that... Honorable mention, runner-up group. Mm-hmm. Since we talked about it first, and then there is a debate whether it is a sequel or not, let's start with Silence of the Lambs. Because Manhunter was like, what, a decade before in 84 compared to like 92?
Yeah.
Two different directors, a different guy playing Hannibal. And technically the book is right, it goes in order, and the movies do, but it doesn't feel like a sequel. So that's why it's honorable mention. But overall, just... blows away Manhunter like nothing else.
Well, yeah, Red Dragon is also the prequel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not that Manhunter's bad. I liked Manhunter.
Yeah.
I would
but Silence of the Lambs creates
too.
Hannibal
right.
Yeah.
Like nothing else.
But yeah, Silence of the Lambs is just
an awesome ending.
I mean, that iconic role is still talked about today and parodied the Anthony Hopkins face mask. So good.
So good.
So good.
That's honorable mention. Number three on my list, I went comedy just because I think this movie should be on everyone's must-see list. Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Yes.
Nice. Bogus Journey.
Bogus Journey, correct.
Station.
You think it's the best one? One of the better ones?
It's a better sequel.
It's an amazing
sequel.
Time travel. B, there's Station.
There's
Station,
death.
The creator of Station. And then death.
And evil Bill.
The funniest death. We've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of like Seventh Seal where they actually play board games.
Well, that's
with
a direct reference. Yes.
Yeah.
But their board games are a little different than what's
Twister
going on.
And like the electronic football games.
Yeah.
5 out of 7? Damn right.
Oh. So I think they captured, because for comedies to do sequels, it's very tough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Much more than drama, because you can usually go with some character or story, or you can... jump off. Comedy, you have to go with the joke. And can you do Bill and Ted again? I mean, who would think
and
of
they pretty
it?
Much
they're
brought
actually,
everybody
they're talking
back.
About a third one already, though.
Well, they're writing the script to it.
Is that why? Is,
yeah,
is,
Keanu Reeves confirmed
yeah.
that. He said that at TCA.
Well, good for
somewhere.
Keanu.
Yeah.
Quality.
I can't
wait.
Yeah, he has nothing to do. So
yeah, he's not busy. He's making
Wild
stupid
Stallions.
Kung Fu movies.
Alex Winter's doing documentaries now. So.
Yeah, he's a director.
Not bad, by the way.
Yeah.
Documentaries, quality.
I'm excited for Bill and Ted 3. But Bill
so
Ted
do you like that as a number 3?
No, I like that.
Bad.
Yeah, no,
so
I like
that.
Nicky Gunn had some good funny.
Well, it's 2.5. Did that count? I don't know.
I kind of like 33 and 1/3.
Yeah, I do. They're both quality.
All the
which one's OJ?
All three of them.
Damn.
Nordberg.
I guess he takes it out of it. It did not make my list.
Not Naked Gun? If,
no.
I think in the commentary of Naked Gun on the DVD, when O.J. Simpson pops up on screen, they're all like, who's that guy? Who's this? We don't know him. To
aww.
Avoid all the murder charges.
Well, I went a little bit more recent sequels. And since our podcast is almost pretty much based on the argument that we had about the most recent Batman movie, because there's going to be obviously some more made, but the Nolan trilogy being ruined by the third film is only the only reason why the third film to me is so bad is because the second film is so good.
Yeah, Dark Knight.
If it had sucked, I would not have cared to worry about the greatness of the third. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the sequel impacts the trilogy so dramatically, and plus it's Heath Ledger, he's so incredible.
Well, and they set it up for Heath Ledger to be in the third one.
Exactly. And then Nolan became up. Yeah.
And when I get to mine, I have an argument that's very similar to that.
Exactly. So it leads to the next step. So that's number two.
Dark Knight's amazing.
Dark Knight is... And Batman Begins is great, but it's not Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Even IMAX-worthy-wise, that opening bank robbery scene, amazing in IMAX. Yeah. Number one, obvious, it's De Niro. It's Godfather 2. And there's no replacing it. It's 10 times better than the first, and the first is iconic. It has every element of mob, old school mob, and it's De Niro all the way.
Second one's awesome. I agree.
Introduction of him as Vito. There couldn't have been a more iconic character that it was, you know, I mean, the Don was the Don in the first one, but De Niro lived up to that.
Well, it's great to see him actually start out as a child and move his way up to the Don. I liked it.
It's a great story. And the new sequence is all the Pacino sequence. That's Coppola coming up with the majority of that script. Like, the Godfather, the book, is much more about Vito. And I don't think it touches upon Michael's reign at all. That was all added in with Coppola and...
Paluzzio.
Yeah, Paligi. The Paligi did Goodfellas.
Mario
Puzo.
Puzo
and them worked on the script together for that sequence. And that's all a continuation of Coppola's Big Business is Evil, which made the first one so understandable for everyone. It made the mob understandable because you could figure out, well, I know who that guy is. I know the senator that's evil. And it fits perfectly.
Godfather's great. It is probably the most widely known best sequel out there.
It's on everyone's top list.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Always top three.
And it's always polarizing because you have people who love Godfather 2 and you have people who love Godfather. And exactly. It's like,
I think
it's typically
they're
a
both
very polarizing.
Equally amazing. And just most sequels aren't as good, but this one was just as good or if a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's because they're so different, though, from each other.
Yeah. The palette or the color of De Niro is yellow, and you don't have that in the first one.
It's like
those
only
blues.
Where, like, the same,
blues and
two actors are nominated for the same role, too. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's historic in that sense.
Yeah, awesome.
How to end my top three list.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because that Godfather 2 is my top as well. And it goes back to the argument that you had for Dark Knight. Why Dark Knight Rises is such a terrible film is really because the second one was so good. I feel the same way about Godfather 3, where Godfather 3 is not by itself a particularly awful movie. It's just not as good as the second one.
It becomes awful because of the second one being so good.
Yes.
Like, people hate the third one. And the third one's an amazing movie.
It's a really good movie.
Andy Garcia.
Because I remember watching...
I love that helicopter sequence. Yeah.
I remember when I saw Godfather and Godfather 2 in college, and then I was like, oh, everyone's been telling me that Godfather 3 is awful. And I finally watched it, and I was like, oh, that actually is not a bad movie. I don't know why everybody was so upset. I mean, it was not
Little
good.
Sophia
What's
Cooper?
The issue?
Oh, it was like, I learned how to make
an opera.
It wasn't bad.
I like the Vatican sequences.
Godfather 3 wasn't terrible. It just wasn't as good.
It's just not
as
good,
But as a sequel, compared to other sequels, it's still good.
Yeah,
it didn't make
our worst list.
But Sophia wasn't good in it, though.
Well, no, but she
That's
was
why
a movie.
She's
like her first movie.
Yeah. And she's not an actress. She's
That's her daddy.
Yeah, just
That's
telling
her
what to
behind
do.
The camera.
Yeah.
She turned out fine. She's all right.
She's fine.
Dating
she's
a
guys,
new singer of Vampire Weekend.
No, of Phoenix.
No, it's Vampire Weekend.
It's
guys, we can argue about that later.
Damn it. French people. So what's your number two?
My number two is Ghostbusters 2.
Oh,
nice.
That's on my worst list. Ghostbusters 2 is the worst.
I love that movie. It's so much fun.
It's Vigo.
Seriously.
And the ooze?
It's entertaining.
If you got to sing the
it
killed the franchise.
No.
Like, it was so bad.
No.
Ghostbusters 2.
Warner Brothers kind of helped with
that.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2.
God, I love Ghostbusters 2.
One of the worst movies.
Wow. Vigo is so iconic.
Yeah.
What? No, he's not.
He's a better. He's a villain. You don't have villain in the first one. He's got a bunch of ghosts and shit.
Yeah, no, I love Vigo.
Gozer?
Gozer is not Vigo's cooler. Zool was a dog.
The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
What's well, not were, a villain?
They were not villains.
That's more iconic than Vigo.
He was also part of like his circumstance. Like he was made and it's not his fault. Whereas Vigo was evil. Like he was a cursed painting.
Right.
Yeah. He was, oh.
He was killed 37 times.
It's funny. Your second favorite best sequel is the worst one.
We've done that before,
too.
Though.
But I think like Ghostbusters 2, just like Last Crusade, which I also think is the best of all of the Indiana Jones films. Mm-hmm. The reason I love those is because I saw them before I saw the originals.
Okay.
Because I was probably when Ghostbusters came out.
Is Temple of Doom the second
two.
One?
Yeah. Short Round is 2.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark is great, but I love Last Crusade. And that's because I saw it first. And the same with Ghostbusters 2. I remember seeing Ghostbusters 2, whereas I didn't see Ghostbusters
1. That does impact it.
And so my last one, to keep with ridiculousness, is American Tail, Fightful Goes West.
Nice. It's also an awful sequel.
I know, but it's so
The first one is so good.
But it's got the better... My thing is, I think that American Tail, Fightful Goes West has the best music sequences, and that album is really good. And
the first one.
I think American Tail is fantastic.
We all know about the first one, Brian.
Yeah, the first one's one of my favorite movies of all time. But I feel like Brian and I are breaking up.
It doesn't ruin your story.
But you said the musical. The music part is, one is better than the one.
I just like the music. We're talking about sequels. Like, clearly.
Adam singing in the background needs to be a bigger bit.
Everyone has their opinion.
Yeah, so I like American Tail, Fightful Goes West.
It's not a bad movie. It's not on your worst list. Bro.
American Tail, there's like five other Fievels, and I've never seen any of them.
Those mice don't live up to
Well,
the
those
original.
Are the two that went to theaters.
Yes.
I remember seeing both in the theater.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
And you liked both, didn't you?
I liked both, but West was just not on par at all.
I enjoyed it.
I got in trouble in college with my college rock radio station for playing "There Are No Cats in America."
The
station manager was like, "This is a college station."
You're like,
"This
are
song
all-
is awesome,"
and it's also like, "This is songs that everyone from this college would know."
Yes, yes,
because they were all there when that happened. So there you go. Those are my
excellent list.
Best movie sequels, like one. I have two runners up. Comedy is one of the most hilarious. Sequels to a comedy was Hot Shots Part 2.
It was pretty spectacular.
Took the first one and just went with it, and it was
spectacular movie.
So crazy. I still like.
And it's so great.
If it's ever on TV, I'll watch it. You know, just because.
Lloyd Bridges just kills that movie.
He's so good. Yeah,
kills me every time in that movie. Oh, he's so good.
And then another runner up I have is X2.
X-Men 2?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love X-Men 2.
X-Men 2
I
is
do
probably
too.
One of the best.
I saw that
like
movie. I saw that movie seven times.
The Nails?
Yeah.
Because I was working at it.
Alan Cummings as Nightcrawler was
so
good.
Was good.
And Brian Cox was a great villain. So. And then moving into my top.
Is that the one where Jean Grey does die in the end?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
Spoiler alert if you guys
know. Yeah, go ahead and see it.
It's only like a 12-year-old movie.
Yeah. They're about to make the second of the fucking reboot.
Yes.
Which I'm not down with.
No,
I
it's not
I
Matthew
down.
Vaughn directing. I'm out.
I was also thought I was going to be down with it because I was like, ooh, I love the first one. And I don't like the whole traveling thing.
Yeah, we'll
it's
see.
It's stupid.
Hi, I'm Brian Singer. I'm going to ruin it.
Like I do. That's how I roll.
Then I have Toy Story 3 as my third film.
It's a good one.
It's a very good one.
It's a great sequel.
Hell, the second one's almost as...
Each
they're all good.
It's
they
really
all got
hard,
better.
Hard to decide.
I have Toy Story
They all
two
got
and
better.
And that's a rarity in sequels.
They
all
got
better. And I think it's because what they did with those sequels is that each of them can stand alone.
Yeah.
And they go on their different stories. And it's like a good book where you want to have...
Aren't they
stories.
Doing another one?
Well, they're doing a whole bunch of like smaller... You know,
well, they did
the
horror
they
one.
The terror one for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's cute.
They are talking about a fourth one, you know, just to keep the franchise alive. But we'll see. Hopefully it does okay.
I want Up Part 2.
And how do you...
With more death.
With this Doug the Dog?
Oh.
Squirrel.
It's just Doug the Dog's story.
Yes. Then I have... Indiana Jones 3 was also...
Loose Crusade was on my list as
well. It's on my list as well. Number 2. Yeah, it's... Sean Connery is so great.
He gives the look to Indy, you know,
yeah.
He does something just like
that's the
disappointment.
The
facing is so good.
I like, just really like the dog's name.
Do that again.
After watching the second one, the third one is just so much better.
The second one's really good, though. It's good. Also the darkest one.
Yeah, yes.
Like, he says that because they go to India. You racist.
They eat monkey brains.
Dope, dude. Like, it's like all about kidnapping kids, force them into slavery, eating people's hearts.
Yeah.
Bad. But yeah, they got away
from it. That is some dark shit. You
know, ironically, that's where Spielberg met his wife. Am I right?
Yeah, Kate.
When he was catching his first
crazy
wife.
Kate Capshaw.
And if you remember that opening scene, if you go back and watch the opening scene, the club they're in, it's called Club Obi-Wan.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Nerds.
In neon.
Speaking of Obi-Wan, my number one is Empire Strikes Back.
Well, there you go.
Sequels.
Empire Strikes Back. That is a,
yes.
That's a great, great sequel.
It's such a good movie.
Well, it's Vader. We get the truth.
Yeah.
It's just so well made. Yeah. You know why it's so well made? Because Lucas didn't have a part in it.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Jedi. Besides his Ewoks.
Who was the director? It was Irvin
Kershner.
Yeah.
Good. And then Richard Marquand did the third one.
Yeah.
I like Return of the Jedi.
They expanded on the worlds and stuff. You know,
there's just an issue with Return because there's that gap. That's always the question.
Gap.
How the hell did he become a Jedi Master? My ass.
And the Ewoks.
Terrible.
And also, he doesn't look good.
I don't mind.
He was so
Ewoks.
Cute.
You know,
he had the heart.
Accident.
I do love the Ewok song, Yub Nub. I haven't. On vinyl twice.
It's interesting because they're finding all this like lost footage now, and like all these like behind the scenes stuff that had before. They said it was lost on the Laserdisc. I'm like, how can you lose it on Laserdisc if it's
they didn't lose it? Just want to put it out. I like
it's a good top three.
It's a good top three.
It's good.
Ryan, what do you got?
Oh man, I have several.
I know what one of yours is going to be.
We'll see.
It's not a real sequel though. We'll we'll keep going.
It's not a. It, that's true. It's not a real. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Evil.
Bastard. Yep.
No.
So, runners up, Terminator 2.
It is, yeah.
It the first one's so good, but Terminator 2 just is so artistic and so well done. And cry every time.
Every time.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Don't want him to go. But, I mean, people still parody that whole movie today.
Your mom is your
dad.
It's the best riff racks.
Riff tracks?
Yeah.
Riff racks.
Riff racks.
Riff racks.
It is really good. Another runner-up is Dawn of the Dead. George Romero's Dawn of the Dead from Night of the Dead.
That's one of the first like big sequels, too.
Really good, 1978.
Yeah.
Or movie-wise, I guess. My third one is Aliens. Aliens.
You know,
James
a
Cameron's
lot of
Aliens.
People
That's
say this. Two. The first one is...
It's so good.
So
it's
good.
So awesome, but two is...
It's so
it's
different.
Just
it's
militarized.
So
that's all.
Well, it's all there's like 100 aliens.
It's not as scary.
Than one.
The first one's fucking horrifying.
The Queen though. So the Queen is a great addition to the whole.
But that's a bad sequence.
Yeah, but when you think of aliens,
she's
you think
a fucking
of Ripley
robot.
And the big yellow robot.
It's a great sequence.
It's not
no,
scary.
I think of a thing coming out of somebody's body. Which
that freaked me the hell out.
When Bishop gets freaking torn apart, yeah. You think it's over? It's like ridiculous.
Okay, that's true. But the first one's still so much.
I still
like,
that's a great
game
sequel,
over, man.
One
game
of the best
over. Oh yeah, it's fun. It's a fun film for sure. I mean, Bill Paxton.
Well, no one's saying
Prometheus.
Michael Bean.
All of us are smart.
That's a prequel.
I hate
Prometheus. My number two is I'm going to go the opposite of Star Wars. I'm going to do Star Trek 2. Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Oh, no, time out because we had the major argument about the first one. You like the first film.
I do.
I think Wrath of Khan is great because the first one sucks balls.
See, I like the first one. The second one
Second one gives us a villain, not some
stupid...
Yeah,
I agree.
Damn.
I agree. It's a
whole
great
fucking
sequel.
Concept bullshit.
You don't like Christopher Lloyd as a...
Fuck off. That movie's horrible. God.
Plus Kirstie Alley, like, is in part two.
Tap the brake. She's not that important. Having the son, though, was cool.
I Kirk like
son being
too.
Killed. Awesome.
And how creepy is the scene
and
with
the earwigs?
Yeah. Like,
Con. Little Matrix steal.
That
little steal.
And my number one,
okay.
My
no
number
one,
you can argue, is Evil Dead 2. It is called Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
And supposedly it's like sort of a reboot, but it is.
Sort of. It's completely effing different.
They just got more money.
Yeah.
It just has Bruce in it.
But it is with that I'm gonna call it as a sequel because it is called Evil Dead 2, not Evil Dead Again.
Yeah.
It is
Evil Dead Again.
Again.
It's Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead still.
2. Like as well.
Evil Dead 2 is
the only reason
amazing.
Why I made your list though is because it's a quality film, not
what
because
is
it's a sequel. Evil Dead 2.
No, it is a sequel. Evil Dead 1, 2, and Army of Darkness. And technically
Oh, tap the brake.
Evil Dead 2 completely just plays into Army of Darkness.
Yeah,
I guess Army of Darkness is a great sequel.
So Army of Darkness should be your top sequel then. Because Army of Darkness is badass.
It's probably...
Yeah.
I love Army of Darkness.
I change it. Army of Darkness is definitely the better sequel out of both those. Army of Darkness is the perfect movie. It has everything.
Yeah.
It's got great one-liners, a handsome male lead.
Hi, Bruce Campbell.
That's all.
Action, adventure, thrills.
Look here,
bud. Comedy. It's got it all you want in a...
It was made 20 years ago now, right?
It's
true. 1993 or two, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's old as shit.
20.
I remember seeing it in a theater. Just like
blew roll that mind. One out in a wheelchair. Jeez. 20 years. Ugh. Gross.
It's like we're almost dead.
You were like two at the time, right?
In 93.
I wasn't even born yet.
I was in utero.
Utero.
We all are 80 babies, you liars.
How come nobody mentioned Gremlins?
Gremlins 2,
the new batch.
If Anna was here, you probably would have mentioned
it. I think that's on Quentin Tarantino's top 10 greatest sequels.
It's such a good sequel.
Though, it's such a funny sequel. Yeah, just all the way.
And it's like, fuck that shit, we're doing our own thing.
It's not as scary as the first.
It's not scary.
It's
so
funny.
Gizmo turning into Rambo?
Oh,
was amazing.
What about Rambo? That was a complete switch of the genre.
Rambo 2
the
and
first
3.
One is amazing.
First one is really good. Well, in first one, he doesn't really kill
first
anybody.
First one's
does
first
he?
Blood. It's not even Rambo.
I don't think he kills anybody in the first
he's
one.
He's
in
the
second
one.
He just not,
injures
he's
people.
Not,
he kills
yeah.
like two people, you know, right,
yeah.
to get the guy out of there.
And then Rambo
and then the
2
villain.
And 3, how we discussed
it.
Last time, was where it became homoerotic.
That's right.
Well, then the what the special one, fourth 3. One, where he's the kill list is like ridiculous.
Oh, 4, where he's old.
Tears the guy's
throat out. That was amazing.
That's not
good. Yeah, he gets his whole head off.
And other ones I meant are I put down are Harry Potter 3 and 7 and Skyfall.
Oh, Harry Potter 3.
Skyfall, I thought was really
good.
And Die Hard.
No, okay.
I like Die Hard 2.
Time out. Skyfall is.
Predator 2?
It's not a sequel. Wait, the first one in the story is.
Casino Royale.
It's Casino Royale. Skyfall is the
third one.
Yeah.
Third, not the sequel.
Like,
it's a sequel.
Solace.
Oh, it's a sequel.
It's a sequel of Quantum of Solace, but Quantum of Solace wasn't good.
Nobody
Skyfall.
Saw
it.
So, the sequel.
I still haven't seen
these
that.
These are the best sequels. So, if it's a better sequel. Yeah.
Okay, so it makes a list.
So, yeah. Well, let us
quality
know,
film.
Let us know your
quality.
Best sequels that you think that we did not mention, but now we're going to go.
Yeah,
with
what did we miss? Best ones.
Probably
help
some.
Us out.
But,
a couple.
A few over there.
Let us. We're going to go on to the worst sequels ever made, which
do you want me to
Gwen
start?
Will probably say, you know, Godfather 2 and something.
Evil Dead 2.
Godfather 2 was her number one.
So worst sequels Sunday. Ever made.
Yeah, see, I'm justified. I had a good first pick.
Worst sequels ever made go.
Exorcist 2, The Heretic is one of the worst
films.
Is. How they did that, I don't know how the hell they got the money
we're just
for
different
that
planes, different world. It was weird.
I'm glad it wasn't directed by William because he would have shot
one is, third one's pretty good.
Decent. Yeah.
Third one goes back to the origin story of the Iraqi or whatever the history of it all, which is cool. The second one sucked though. The hair is
like,
my number two on the list, I skipped my honorable mentions because I figured we'd just zoom through this.
Sure.
The second one is
I have so many bad sequels on my list.
Speed 2 Cruise
Control. It's on my list.
Oh, amen.
God, that movie is horrible.
Awful.
It is so
why
bad.
Did you take
what
them
were they
out
thinking?
Of... Yeah. What?
Yeah.
If you add a cruise and water to any movie, it makes it bigger
and then
better.
Take
that's
out your
thought.
Lead actor and
no,
Keanu there
Reeves,
is no villain.
Keanu Reeves was like, you know what sounds like a good idea? Not doing this movie.
It was
he
the older
Bill
brother
Ted
instead.
Instead.
Yeah. It was the older brother of Corey Haim from Lost Boys.
Oh,
he's a main
so,
guy. And then Willem Dafoe
Jason
was
Patrick.
The villain.
So, such a bad movie.
Jason, and poor
Jason
poor,
Patrick is his name.
I know his
did
name.
Did Bogus Journey really come out? No, but
it's
sure
like
came out way before. Way
it was
before.
Like 98.
It was.
No.
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 Speed was 95.
Regular Speed was 95. Yeah, because I was in fifth.
I'm almost certain Bill and Ted's was right around the same time as Speed 2.
No.
They were like 97, 98. Yeah.
I don't think
so. And Sandra Bullock was in Speed 2, wasn't she?
Yeah.
God, she's so the only bad. One that they could.
And play. I remember they brought back the black guy
mm-hmm.
with that drove a car,
which made no sense.
How
did he get on the crew? It made no sense.
I don't know if he was he on the cruise
right
or
before
was he...
they get on.
Okay, I can't remember.
Which is bullshit because they're on an island, not anywhere near L.A. It's such.
It was
BS.
Really fun. It was really bad.
And they're on a cruise ship that can't go more than like 20 miles an hour.
It's not fast.
You can't
it's
turn
on,
that
it's
shit
called
away.
Cruise control.
Yeah.
How slow is that? okay, I. Oh God, I have a sort of a tie.
So this is your number one?
number one, but it's a tie because they're so bad. And okay, the first one is Teen Wolf 2. Oh.
It's on mine.
Yeah,
it's on mine. That is bad.
There's so much wrong.
Bateman.
Bateman's okay in it, it's but a terrible they movie. Switch from a team sport. The greatness of Teen Wolf is he becomes a human at the end to win the game. That's what's beautiful about it. He's not using his wolf power because we all know wolves kick ass.
I agree.
But
all right, Twilight.
I know. You know my feelings. But this one was about boxing, and it was bullshit, and it was horrible. And the name Teen Wolf 2 with the T-O-O because he's a cousin, like also, as in also, annoyed the hell out of me. Just make it 2 as in 2, the number. Why do that? So F that movie.
Well, and Fox didn't make this movie because he's making Back to the Future 3.
Which, better choice on his part. Even though Back to the Future 2 didn't get as high love as the first one, a lot of people didn't like the second one,
I
even
like
though
the
it's brilliant.
One.
Third one's great. Yeah. In the Wild Wild West?
Yeah. Anything when you put, I guess I just love when you put things in the West. I'm like, that's yes. Right.
Yeah.
Five goes west. So the worst sequel ever is Never Ending Story 2.
That is pretty bad.
Have you seen 3?
That was
3's even worse.
Part 2 was the one with Jonathan Brandis, right?
And yes. Jack Black was one of the villains.
Yes.
And that was when he, every time he made a wish.
It was the nothing, right?
He
forgot
a memory. Yeah. Yes. And I remember when he was climbing
and
a
there
rock.
Were balls.
He climbing a rock. And he's like, he would wish for another stone each time. I was like, why you just wish for like 1,000 stones?
Master Bastion.
I wish for 1,000 stones and then he wouldn't have to lose. Yeah, it was awful.
Dude. That movie was horrible. Especially when the first one was so like dark fun. Like,
yeah.
He...
Those movies both crush me. I don't like any of them.
Good.
They're good. They're just really sad.
The second one sucks. The third one's even worse.
So the first one was the nothing?
Nothing.
And what's the second one? The
memory loss.
Empty, but it's called like emptiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even use the same damn thing. Just use the nothing again. Oh, I hate people. Why does Hollywood do this shit?
Money.
Falcor's even stupider in the second one because he doesn't do any damn thing.
Yeah.
Like Falcor was, he was very important. If he wasn't able to fly in space, Atreyu wouldn't have found the damn castle and all the shit would have, you know, whatever. The second one made no
sense. I like
when
he screams at kids. Rah! So good.
yeah.
And they jump into the trash.
Yeah. So those
kids.
Are your
those
your
are my worst sequels of all time. All
right, Gwen, give us your best worst sequels.
I want to go home now.
Mine aren't even as like captivating as that. Well, I hate the original Grease, but I really, really hate Grease too.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's so insulting.
You don't like the original Grease?
No, I'm a weirdo. I got into it too late in life. I watched it when I was like in middle school.
I can still sing those
good.
Damn songs.
I did not care about it.
I was in Grease.
The Olivia Newton-John is so amazingly hot.
There you go.
Never looked that good.
I thought you were going to say John Travolta there.
He looked pretty good too.
I thought you were saying you've never looked that good in that outfit.
Like me
like,
personally.
Well,
he has.
I've never put that leather on.
So I would say Grease 2. And I also, I'm also going with Blair Witch 2.
Oh, that's so bad.
Because I loved the first Blair Witch so much.
Don't you dare give it an argument that it's good.
It's not.
It's a completely different film. It shouldn't have been called Blair Witch.
No, it shouldn't have been. That's the problem, but it was. So we have to accept the fact that
it's not
a
scary,
sequel.
Sir.
First of all, but they went in a different direction. I compare it to like Halloween 3.
It was in color.
In the Halloween series.
It was like a big budget film, and it didn't need to.
Yeah, Halloween 3 sucked. Because
we've seen with like paranormal, they could have been Paranormal Activity before there was Paranormal Activity. You could have still done that low budget, sort of for Halloween.
I'll give you that. I still like Blair Witch too.
And I'm gonna go with Cars 2 because rarely have
Cars was awful.
Cars 2 was even worse.
However, I'll give Cars 2 a little bit because Bruce Campbell's in it. Bruce Campbell's a voice.
It's not even that.
Yeah, so is Michael Caine.
Bruce Campbell trumps Michael Caine in every scenario.
I would tap that ring.
I also didn't care for Saw 2.
Well, Eddie Saw after the first one. Who?
No,
cares?
I like the one. There's
one. Donnie Wahlberg?
That's like
in the house?
That's 3 and 4.
Oh.
That's 3 and 4.
With the hand.
Impossibly
that was 3,
5.
And I liked that one a lot. That one gave me the willies.
Saw took a jump off
the daughter was in the safe.
Well, it just became.
Yeah.
Torture porn.
Yeah.
But you know what was interesting is that I liked Hostel 2.
Really?
A lot.
I hated those movies.
And I hated
And I like Eli Roth. I hated
Why?
Hostel.
What has he done good?
I just like him.
He did
He's
that
the bear Jew.
He was the bear Jew. There, that's...
I don't like him as a director. I can love him as an actor.
Didn't he do Spiral? Or was that Adam Green?
Adam Green.
He did Cabin Fever.
Which isn't
never
bad.
Been able to
it's
make
okay.
it through Cabin Fever.
It's just dirty.
He brought Ryder Strong out of retirement. So.
Yeah.
But he's right back into retirement.
The best thing Eli Roth has directed was
Bring him back,
Grindhouse,
Boy Meets
the
Girl.
Thanksgiving trailer.
Yeah.
That was good. But yeah, Saw 2. Or Hostel. I didn't like Hostel.
I liked Hostel 2 a lot. Because it was like a feminist manifesto film. I'm like, yeah, spit on your grave style. Lady takes
lady.
Control.
Well, is that your list?
Yeah.
Well, my worst sequel is, honorable mention is a prequel, Star Wars 1, even though it's a prequel. Phantom Menace is like the worst Star Wars movie ever.
I think Part 2 is worse than Part 1.
They're both.
Don't discount Part 3.
Yeah. Well, Part 3 was just a tad better, but still awful though.
Yeah.
Both, all three were just...
Yeah. Then I also have, well, I guess Team Wolf 2 is mentioned, and so is Blair Witch, but I have Jaws the Revenge.
Is that the fourth one?
That is the fourth one.
It was
with
so
Michael Caine.
Awful. That
was
really
terrible.
Bad.
Michael Caine needs to stop doing bad movies, apparently.
Yeah, well, he's done
well, Jaws 2 is pretty terrible, too. And so was Jaws 3. All the Jaws movies after the first one were pretty bad.
The second one was still fun.
Four was
the third one was pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
at 3D. A water park, a lake, or whatever. I'm like, really?
Jaws 4 was really bad, though. I remember
underwater,
watching that.
They were an underwater compound. Like, how expensive does that have to be built there? I just remember Lou Gossett Jr. getting attacked in the control room by the shark. That smiles at you. So, yeah. Also, I mentioned...
You do a great book
yeah.
tradition of that.
I mentioned Indy 3 as one of my top movies. Indiana Jones 4.
Good choice.
I always forget
about
that movie.
One of my worst
Crystal Skull.
Ever.
Oh, my.
And it hurts even more because we were so excited about
yeah.
it.
Everyone was excited.
I was, yeah.
God.
There were so many things that were wrong.
The first, like, 5 minutes was okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
And then just,
get the hell off the screen.
Like, the monkey scene?
Oh.
Terrible.
The ant scene?
Any CGI.
The ant scene is horrible.
The freaking groundhogs...
Why are there so many animals, Spielberg? What are you doing?
It was Lucas.
Nuking the fridge.
Lucas
terrible.
Was a part of that movie.
So was Spielberg.
But
so was
Evan. You cannot survive.
Do you think that, like, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas have, like, their weekly dinner together?
Of course
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then he's like, and then Spielberg's always like, oh, just let George just, like, have this
well,
one.
He's probably just
he
like,
doesn't
he's
have
nuts.
A lot going on
He's there,
on
like,
for
shaking
him.
His head, and, you know, because, like, George is, like, controlling it. I'm like, fine, George, you have this one. I'll do the next one. You know, and just giving him, you know, control.
But he always does that. He always lets George
yeah.
win.
And but see, when George isn't involved, you actually have movies that look like the movie. He's not on a blue screen
yep.
somewhere.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. So that one of the best decisions that George did was handing off Star Wars.
Thank goodness.
So we'll see.
Good
Maybe.
Is
that's
it?
JJ.
Yeah, oh, I had, like, you know, a couple, you know, like Transformers 2 is god.
First one sucks, though, too.
Yeah.
We also just forgot the newest Star Wars, or Star Trek.
And then Iron Man 2 was way worse than the first one.
Yeah, I was going to say Iron Man.
And Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 was, almost killed it. They had
yeah.
to reboot it because it was so bad.
Almost killed Raimi's career.
It's yeah. sad.
It's amazing that it almost
it did.
Now he has Oz the Great and Powerful.
Not a bad movie.
Yeah.
Not bad. I enjoyed it.
I didn't see it.
I enjoyed it. Let's set it.
It's all right. It's better than Alice in Wonderland.
Ouch. Dear Tim Burton. Hey, are you still awake?
I'm
hey.
Still awake. All
right, Brian. That was my list.
That was your list? I have
what you got?
I have a couple runners up that weren't mentioned. The first one is Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, horrible. Just...
The first one's so good, and we'll get to that in one of
Not
our...
Not their argument, but, I mean, they did lose one of the Blues Brothers, so it's tough.
Then don't make another one.
Oh.
Let it be.
Let it be. It was
Thank
just
you,
terrible.
Paul and John.
Blue's cousins.
Let it be.
See? I mean, I'm telling you, they were before that. No
they
words.
Words.
Do you remember when Sesame Street did Let Her Be?
I remember it. Wings.
The other
Wings.
My other runner-up was the next Karate Kid. The one
oh.
with the girl.
Oh, God.
Hilary Swank?
Yeah, Hilary Swank. Terrible,
God.
Terrible movie.
It was better than the third, right? The third was pretty terrible.
Wait,
what about
what?
The new one with Jaden Smith?
That one wasn't that bad.
It wasn't terrible.
I enjoyed it much more.
The one with Hillary Swank was really bad.
Yeah, it's
kind of bad. Isn't there another Smith baby, like a third one?
Willow.
No, there's Willow and Jaden, and then there's another
older son that's like 18 or 19.
But isn't there like another little one?
No.
I don't think so.
No, Jada hadn't gotten popped up recently. Okay. She used to do another Matrix, get all sexual with Morpheus, and that's how they have babies.
Gross.
So my,
I'm shocked Matrix didn't make this list, but anyway.
I liked Matrix. It's
close.
Caddyshack 2.
Well, you take out every comedian and you don't have a funny movie.
Yeah. Well, you just, the first one's so great. They just, I don't know why they made a second one, but it was.
Where the hell did Rodney Dangerfield feel?
God awful. Just,
was he dead?
It just killed the entire movie from ever being
made. He wasn't dead by then.
He wasn't dead yet.
He was old, though. No, Bill Murray.
Because he did Ladybugs after.
It was Dan Aykroyd who played Bill Murray's character.
Chevy Chase was such a babe in the first one, too.
Randy Quaid, I think, was in the second one.
He was hilarious, yeah.
Randy Quaid?
He's the lawyer. He's the lawyer.
That's right. Ghostbusters 2 was mentioned for the best sequel.
Get out of here.
It is the worst sequel.
I love it.
Ever made.
It holds up on its own. It's a good movie.
It holds up on its own. It can stand alone.
How does it stand alone?
Vigo.
No, it's not.
Vigo.
He goes barely in it. It was a horrible movie.
Great soundtrack.
Yep.
I used to Bobby Brown soundtrack on our own.
And then, how terrifying is it? I still get nervous when I see the Statue of Liberty because I'm like, that bitch is going to walk across the Hudson and you better be careful.
And you know how they control her from a Nintendo controller. It's a Nintendo control stick.
Okay, because the first Ghostbusters used quality technology. They're shooting laser beams out of fucking.
It's good slime, okay?
Oh, so bad.
It's the singing that's important.
Yeah. And the Fletch sequel was
really
bad.
Look, the toaster's dancing.
The Fletch remake was also.
Is there a Fletch remake?
Have they made Fletch?
Oh, Fletch 2 is terrible.
Fletch Lives was.
Was Fletch, it Fletch
was, yeah, yeah, Fletch was so good and Fletch Lives.
Don't they
want
to do a remake?
So
they didn't.
You know,
Jason Lee was actually
in
test for a while.
Fletch Lives was awful.
I can't.
With Kevin Smith directing, but now it's totally going to be like Adam Brody or something.
Oh.
Though, because I think Ghostbusters and Caddyshack and Fletch just it killed the from them ever making another one because the first ones made so much money and the second ones were such huge pieces of shit that it's just like we're not doing it again. It was
people have short term memories.
Yeah, after 5 years, it's good to go again.
But they haven't made any of these yet.
They haven't remade Speed, buddy.
No, they made
they
Speed
have,
3
it's called like
direct to DVD.
Not, you know.
No, they didn't. Right?
Yeah, they
I
did,
didn't
yeah.
know that.
I'm trying to remember what it was called.
They made like 5. What's the dinosaur one?
Land Before Time.
I love Land Before Time.
And Teen Wolf, for some reason, is now a TV series.
What?
Teen Wolf. It's ridiculous.
Yes, and it's completely different.
It has nothing to do with it, yeah.
It's dark.
It's only the name of the guy.
And while we were talking, I just remembered for a great movie sequel, The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings. Great movie sequel.
User.
Battle of Helm is worth it, but I don't know if it's as like fun as the first one.
The battle is really good.
The battle's the best.
Yeah,
part.
The battle is really good in that.
It's a long.
I took a really nice nap up until that battle.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Who doesn't love to see walking?
Yeah. And there's no freaking Gandalf's game until he, the white Gandalf. Go away. Just go
Gandalf's
away.
Right?
He was so much better when he wasn't
and
like all powerful. Annoying.
Many colors. But yeah, those are our best and worst movie sequels. Let us know which ones you have.